This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. You are listening to The Morning Run. I'm Shazana Mukhtar, together in studio with Wong Xiaoning and Philip C. Let's kickstart the morning, though, with a look at how global markets ended trading on Friday.
Nespresso, bringing you the perfect blend of global market analysis and insights.
US markets were down. Dow was down marginally, 0.03%. S&P 500 down 0.2%. Nasdaq was down 0.5%. But over across the Pacific and Asia, everything was in the green. Nikkei was up 1.3%, Hang Seng up 0.6%, Shanghai Composite up 0.7%, STI up 0.4%, and back home, FBM KLCI up 0.2%.
So that study in contrasts there, red and green on both sides. All right, so joining us on the line for thoughts on what could be moving markets this week is Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global. Good morning, Kingsley. Happy Monday. Let's talk about U.S. jobs data. It was disappointing, and Goldman Sachs also cut their U.S. GDP growth forecast to 4% from 4.4% for 2022. I mean, what do you think? Should we be in a risk-off mode and take some money off the table?
I think the remaining part of this year is going to be a little risky in terms of that data disappointing, as you mentioned, on the jobs. Obviously, higher oil prices and a bit of a looming energy crisis in Europe. And then what will happen to the bond rates as a result. So on the jobs data, we think actually what's happening there is there is a bit of a slowdown, but there's also a mismatch between the skills that people have and the things that they're willing to do and the available jobs. So that may linger, and we'll just have to wait and see as to how it resolves itself.
Are you worried, though, about inflation? Do you see it being increasingly more non-transitory?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we've been thinking that for some time. I think for us, the main reason why it's happening, and this may be a little bit controversial, but the reason we think it's happening is that many of the items that are in shortage, if you think about it, like semiconductors or now natural gas, they're what we call long lead time items. All that means is it takes a long time, to develop a gas well and pipeline or storage. It takes a long time to build a semiconductor plant. And it also takes a long time, to build, say, a wind turbine factory or a solar cell factory. And because it takes a long time, people get impatient, expect it all to happen at once, but it doesn't. And therefore, you get scarcity and shortage and price rises. And I don't think the investment markets have really adjusted to the need with long-term lead items to invest well ahead of when that demand shows up.
So then should we be buying tech stocks or should we be looking at other sectors then?
I think tech stocks remain strong in those areas where there is a clear benefit to expanding the business to serve customers at low costs or steady costs, shall we say. So obviously cloud computing is one of those areas, and that's why we like companies like Microsoft and also Alphabet, which is building a big cloud business in addition to advertising. I think, home entertainment and other device markets like Apple controls look pretty good, but we're very wary of companies like Amazon because I think in this period of rising transport prices and rising wage pressures, Amazon has a pretty big workforce and it's very, very exposed to these rising costs. So we think that there may be a problem there.
What's your perspective on Facebook?
Oh, Facebook, I think, they are masters of creating their own headwinds in the sense that, this continuing debate about, the way that the business is being managed in respect of, the negative aspect of social media, which we all know is there. But I think Facebook maybe has, developed a bit of a reputation of failing to get in front of those problems when they are building. And I think that's going to weigh on the stock. However, it is cheap. So I think what you'll find is that there'll be plenty of investors who say, well, we know the problems, but the stock's cheap, so we'll buy it. And then there'll be other investors who say, well, we don't really like the way the business is operated, so we'd prefer to find opportunities elsewhere. We're really in the second camp, but I should say we have owned Facebook in the past, just not recently.
And turning our attention to the Asia Pacific region, this region is slowly but surely opening up with air travel picking up across the region. Do you think this is an opportune time to buy stocks in that sector or would you still be cautious?
I'm still cautious and I think it's become a little bit like Groundhog Day as we're opening and no, we're not again. And with the travel stocks, I just think that Airlines are so capital intensive that we're just a little bit wary of what happens in this new world as to what level of airfares they're going to have to set to rebuild their cash flow. And if they set them too high, of course, they may discourage the return of full air travel. So a little bit cautious about, you know, some of those price elasticity effects once airlines come back. I think hotels is probably better, but the one we really like is shopping malls. I mean, they're really off the radar because the stocks got sold down on online. But we think there's a bit of a valuation uplift there as people come back to stores, particularly because I don't know what it's like in Malaysia, but in places in Australia, it's difficult to get deliveries now on online purchases because there's a big backlog of parcels and problems with shipping. So I think people will go for their revenge shopping in the mall. You know, maybe they don't buy a whole lot, but certainly they'll be there looking for entertainment to get out, talk to people. And I think food court businesses will be back in strength.
And Kingsley, I want to stay on the topic of Australia. So the RBA seems to be signaling higher Australian interest rates in the near future. With that in mind, what kind of stocks are you going to add to your portfolio and which ones will you actually avoid when this rate hike cycle occurs?
Well, higher rates are likely to arrive on a stronger economy post-reopening. We think that's true. And also these persistent inflationary pressures, particularly in energy. And the market's likely to become shy of growth at any price as a result because, of course, you know, as those interest rates rise, the value of future earnings goes down in proportion to how far in the future they are. So the, you know, the big growth play names in tech in Australia that are on pretty high multiples like Altium and Xero, we think they'll probably get a haircut. I don't think they're going to collapse, but I wouldn't be looking to make good money holding those stocks going forward. But we do like areas like Woodside Petroleum, which is a really very cheap stock. It's predominantly natural gas, and the oil contract, sorry, the price contracts for that are tied to crude oil. So as crude oil goes higher in Asia, they'll actually get an uplift going out. So we like that. And on the flip side, we like Macquarie Group because under Shemara Wickramarayanan, they're busy building their clean energy finance business. So we like that. And we also like QBE Insurance because we're in a rising rates cycle for premiums on insurance product. And they will also likely make more as interest rates and their earnings go up with higher yields.
Kingsley, thanks as always for your comments. Have a good week ahead. That was Kingsley Jones, Chief Investment Officer at Jevons Global, speaking to us out of Canberra, giving some interesting takes on things to expect that might impact markets moving forward this week.
Yeah, I like his little ideas in terms of what to buy in Australia. And it's a bit of a combination. So you've got Woodside, which is a natural gas player, proxy to rising petrol prices or fuel prices, excuse me. Macquarie, not because they're investment banks solely, but because they're doing a lot of clean energy financing. And I think, yes, that is really the area of growth. Plus QBE Insurance, because insurance companies benefit from a rate cycle uptick. So a good combination there. But he was like avoiding some of these travel names for the moment.
He seemed very cautious on that. Just the start, close, open, shut.
But he says revenge spending is here to stay.
And it's evident in the shopping malls here.
Yeah, apparently people have been going, say it's very crowded. But I just wonder whether they're really shopping, as in they're just walking around and enjoying themselves in the mall, or are they really buying?
Or just buying Gongcha.
Which is still a tick, you know, an improvement from, I guess, many months
for
ago.
For sure, for sure. I'm just worried about the whole theme about inflation still. And actually the issue of stagflation, you know. And that's something really to watch out for. Very worried about that.
Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Nespresso starts your morning right together with the Morning Run, bringing you the perfect blend of global market insights with expert guests.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.